Because they had a system where someone can actually run for office and pay for everything. And what that did is it left everyone else out of the loop. That was changed for obvious reasons, and it sounds like some candidates would like to go back to that. So why don't we just allow them to enter into a race and say that if you elect me, I'll build you a playground in that park and it won't cost the taxpayer anything. That's the slippery slope that Ford brings to the table. Not all of us were born into a rich family. And if you want only the rich to be able to run for office, then vote for Rob Ford. The reason that doesn't exist is because we woke up as a society and said everybody has the right to do it, whether you're rich or whether you're poor.
I moved a motion on the floor of council a few months ago, and I want to see all the money, if you donate $25 or $50, make that public. Why do we have that threshold of $100? A lot of people donate $99.99, so it's not public. I don't think that's right. And I'm totally opposed to people that have a lot of wealth to be able to finance their own campaigns. I don't think that's fair. I don't think people should be able to, buy votes, and I think it should be a level playing field, and we should have a maximum of, running for mayor, you're donating $2,500 or whatever the maximum is, but you should be able to buy elections. So that's what's wrong. Thank you.
I guess at the end of the day, when it all kind of comes out and surfaces, you have really reported every single dollar that you've been able to spend at a city level, and even at a municipal election level when it comes to signs and buttons and stickers, and all the things that your print shop perhaps can print out. That's all going to be put out in a nice form to tell everybody exactly how many you've actually printed out and spent in this election and over the last 10 years. As a local councillor who hasn't spent any money at all, I'd like to know exactly who has paid for it and whether or not Revenue Canada has actually been advised.
I respond to Councilman Lee. Anytime someone wants to check Rob Ford, just go to my audit financial statements in the last three elections, and you'll get the exact same audit financial statement at the end of this election. I have no problem. You want to call Revenue Canada? I'm just clean as a whistle. There's nothing to hide. Everything's above board. They did investigate me. As you know, the council voted to investigate me because I wasn't spending enough money. That's a fact. $3,000 was spent on the auditor to come and audit me because I wasn't spending the $53,000. I spent approximately between $500 and $1,000 a year, and I do submit the receipts. And I think it was absolutely crazy that council voted to investigate someone who does not spend taxpayers' money, and it cost the taxpayers $40,000.